All right, you got it on KHUM, 35 minutes after 8 o'clock, and Connie Anderholm is here in the studio with me. We're talking the Natural Fiber Fair. It's coming up on the 5th and 6th of next month. How you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing dandy. Thanks for coming in again. Always good to see you. This is, of course, taking place at the Arcata Community Center. And how many years has this been going on now?
Well, this is our 25th year. It's it's an anniversary year this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
25 years.
This is our fifth year at the Arcata Community Center. Used to be at the Mateel.
I remember.
Yeah.
How many people generally attend to this?
We get anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 people. Mm-hmm. It depends on the year and what's happening. We get quite a few people in and out all day long.
Now, there's lots of different things. The fiber, we're, of course, talking about, you know, fiber art, we're talking about knitting, we're talking about just about anything that you can do with some kind of fiber, like, you know, different kinds of yarns. And I guess fill folks in on what is there.
Well, and we were talking about that earlier. Fiber is not necessarily just wool. It comes from llama, alpaca, angora rabbits, angora goats.
Cotton.
Cotton, hemp.
Sure.
Yeah, any fiber, anything that that you can spin up and make into yarn.
Metamucil?
I don't
probably
think
not.
So. I think that might be hard.
A good source of fiber, I've heard.
yeah. It is. and that's one of the things that we promote is for the public to come and learn how to do all of those things with all the different kinds of fibers.
And there's so much. I mean, it encompasses so much. I mean, yes, knitting, fiber art, quilting, spinning, so many different things.
Weaving,
yeah.
All of the clothing that you wear at some point goes through one of those processes.
Yeah. And there's so many different aspects. It really is fascinating. And if you've never been to the thing, it's well worth checking it out just for curiosity's sake. And if you are into one of the fiber arts, it's a great chance to kind of network and get ideas and get good prices on different products.
Yes. And we have workshops. Mm-hmm. And if you go online, naturalfiberfair.com, you'll see the workshops. You can sign up for one of those online. And then we have vendors there who can help supply you with any needs that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can get, there are certain, you know, if you've been doing it for a while, there are certain things that sometimes are kind of hard to find. And you know, through your connections there, you can get some ideas and some connections.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's really terrific.
Yeah. And we have a new thing this year that we're doing, and we're honoring a local fiber producer. And we'll be doing that every year. And this year we're honoring Ace Vandenek, who is a shepherd, lives down in Myers Flat. And he's been raising Romney sheep, champion Romney sheep, for years now. And he's going to be there. He'll be demonstrating a shearing, and then he'll be there to answer your questions.
Is there something different from that kind of sheep as opposed to your standard sheep?
It's a really nice... it's a nice spinning fleece. Mm-hmm. It produces lots of luster, long staple, just really nice, easy to spin. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say to folks who have never done anything with the fiber arts before?
What would I say? I'd say come to the Natural Fiber Fair and sit in our fiber circle. That is sponsored by the Hand Weavers and Spinners Guild. And anything that you want to learn, there will be someone there to help you. And that's part of the mission of the Guild, as well as the Fiber Fair, is to teach. And again, if you go online and you look at under demonstrations, there's a picture of a young gal who came last year. She sat down next to me. I could tell in her eyes that she had a mission. She sat down next to me. I said, "Do you want to try this?" And she said, "Yes." And by the end of the day, she was spinning. And we have a used equipment booth. And we all got together by the end of the day and bought her a spinning wheel.
Oh.
And she went home with a wheel. And so she came back the next day and sat and spun and helped another young girl learn how to spin.
How wonderful.
Yeah. And so to us, that's what it's all about. That it's passing it along.
Fantastic. What's the cost to get into the Natural Fiber Fair?
This year, it's free.
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 Can't beat that.
No, you can't. Yeah, it's in honor of our 25th anniversary, as well as sponsors we have this year. We were able to have it be free. So,
well, that is absolutely wonderful. Do you want to give thanks to some of your sponsors?
Yes, we have Kahum, we have Origin Design Lab, the Knittery, the Weavers Guild. Yeah, so
fantastic.
Yes, yeah.
Now, obviously, I assume the workshops cost something.
Workshops do cost, and you can see, and a 3-hour workshop is $40 plus materials. An all-day workshop is $80 plus any materials that the teacher needs to charge.
That's not bad at all.
No, it isn't. It's actually quite reasonable.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And for those of you who have been into this for a while, I'm sure it's on your calendar already. But if you've never checked it out, this is definitely worth your while. Again, that's got to be Saturday and Sunday, the 5th and 6th. And the hours this year are Saturday from 10 till 6 and Sunday from 10 till 4.
Right, and that's new, so mm-hmm. just to make a note of that. And also, too, we honor a fiber artist locally, and this year it's Oceana Madrone.
Oh, she's wonderful.
She is wonderful, and she's such a wonderful person. And she's taken her skills and her love of art, and she uses it to help women and children who've been
Absolutely.
Through domestic violence and sexual abuse. And
Absolutely. Stuff. In fact, we have one of her quilts hanging at her house.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person.
Oh, she is. She is. That is terrific. I'm really glad that she's being honored, because she is an absolutely terrific person. Been involved with her for a long time with our Stop the Violence campaign.
Yes, she has.
Fantastic. Well, Connie, thanks for coming down. Is there anything that we forgot to talk about that needs to be mentioned?
I don't think so. I think we're okay. I have my paper here, and I'm looking. And, mm-hmm. Another sponsor we have that I did forget is Eugene Textiles.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah, I want to be sure to mention them.
Absolutely. Well, Connie, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. And, thank you.
Absolutely. And head out to the Natural Fiber Fair again. It's going to be the 5th and 6th next month at the Arcata Community Center. Should be a lot of fun.